and a talent show are just a few of the exciting acts you'll see at this year's KBOO benefit, Contessa de la Luna's Valentine's Spectacular. Don't miss this annual event that is sure to delight and amaze your eyes and ears. Let La Contessa entertain you Thursday, February 12, 2015, at the Clinton Street Theater. This is the perfect Valentine date night. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, February 12th, 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater. Tickets available now. Go to kboo.fm/talent show.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne, serving the community breakfast, lunch, and dinner for more than 30 years. Lunch was provided by Mississippi Pizza Pub, more than 10 years of pizza and salads for the community, along with live music, trivia, karaoke, and bingo. Located on Mississippi Avenue, more info, mississippipizza.com. Dinner was provided by De Nicolas Italian Restaurant, which is family-owned and serving Italian food, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. More info at denicolasitaliandining.com.
Good morning. This is O.B. Hill, and this is the Black History Month edition of Black Book Talk. We have a very interesting program together and with a special guest, and our special guest is Kimberly Moreland, and we're going to talk about a number of things. African Americans of Portland and throughout Oregon, and we have a real special thing to talk about in terms of a exhibit. So let me get right into this. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you give us a little bit of your background and let us know what you are doing now?
Hey, well, I was a planner for the city of Portland back in the late 80s, and that's when I started to research the history of African Americans in Portland as part of the Albina Community Plan. There's a community effort, and we produced a document called The History of African Americans in Portland from 1805 to the present. Well, 20 years later, when I started working for the city of Salem, I was connected with a group called the Oregon Black Pioneers, and then I was able to kind of once again get involved in researching the history of African Americans. And at this time, we had a broader scope. It was the entire state of Oregon. And and one of our publications was the an Arcadia publication called The Images of America, African Americans of Portland. And that's just one of two publications that we have. First publication is called Perseverance, that look at the history of African Americans in Marion and Polk County.
Now, so did you have a background in African American history prior to getting involved with these governmental agency projects?
No, I did not. It was an assignment that I was given to really look at the buildings related to African American, because I'm a planner, have a master's in urban planning from Portland State University, and as part of that program and as part of my employment as a planner with the city of Portland at the time, I was given an assignment to identify buildings related to African American history, but it in Portland, and it kind of grew from that assignment.
So that seed was planted, and all of a sudden you found yourself in a forest of knowledge. Is that correct?
You could say that, but you know, I'm also kind of like the family historian. It's something that I enjoyed since I was a little girl. I remember I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, And I would take my camera and take pictures of those older industrial buildings. I love history, and I was always bugging my parents about their family history. And so, and I have all the family photos. So I think it's in my blood. You know, I have a passion for
So it ended
history.
Up with a book entitled Images of America, African Americans of Portland. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
You know, that project really kind of is an extension of the work with the city of Portland. I thought that this format would be so great to highlight the history of African Americans in Portland in a very simple and pictorial way. It's not a very deep history book, but it's more of a, it had about roughly 180 images with little vignettes about the about each photo, and it doesn't capture everyone, and it's just a little glimpse of African American history in Portland, and it has a national focus, and I thought this would be an excellent opportunity to get Portland's history to a broader audience and a national audience, because we have such a unique history in Oregon, you know, starting from the Constitution having exclusion laws, and it really has impacted, you know, the settlement of African Americans, and particularly in Portland.
So this led you into a whole new vista of information, mm-hmm. and so you went and to the city archives and mm-hmm. worked with a number of other Portland State University. And mm-hmm. and tell us, how did you go about that?
Yeah, I love to, because I think that's such a valuable resource. We have so many local archives that have a very wonderful collection of African-American history. You have the City of Portland Archive, you have the Oregon State University, which has their Moxie Cultural Archive, and they received a collection from the Urban League. You have Oregon Historical Society. They have a wonderful research library. And the archivists that work there, they're so helpful. And then I spoke with private family members, Charlotte Rutherford, Avell Gordley, even people in my own family, because I married into an older Portland family, the Manings. And so I received some family photos from Isidore Manning's family. And so it's a lot of resources. And I haven't even begun to tap into all of them. But and I feel like I'm missing someone. But there's several archives, several resources out there to really help you investigate and research Black history.
Well, another link in our chain is now on the phone. We got Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am great. I see we've already started about 7 minutes. Sorry.
Yes, we're 7 minutes into the show, and then you got 2 minutes to whistle your song right now before we take a short break.
How much money will I win?
All of it.
Okay. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Moreland. Good to have you on the show. Mrs. Moreland?
Oh, I can't hear Emma.
Oh, Emma,
I'm
Emma.
Sorry.
Oh, something's wrong with the headset here. But Emma said good morning to you and wants to know
morning.
How you're doing.
I'm doing well. Very happy to be here today.
And we are happy to have you.
Okay. Emma, what are you involved with right now?
Oh, in the classroom, I am teaching Black history in Oregon and using Mrs. Moreland's book a lot.
Well, it is a very, very interesting book, that's for sure. Now we're going to be joined by Lynn and Will, and they're going to talk about supporting Black Book Talk, because right now we're in the campaign for fundraising. So Lynn and Will, are you there?
We are there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it's so great to have Black History Month coincide with KBOO's winter membership drive and the way you can support Black Book Talk, where they are now talking about the new Pioneers exhibit, which opens February 1st. It's going until June, I believe, at the Oregon Historical Society at 1200 Southwest Park Avenue. Give us a call. 877-500-5266. Right now, our goal is about $250. It's a modest goal, and it's one with your help. With your help, and only with your help, can we make that goal happen, Awil?
That's right. You lovely listeners out there will make it happen. And when you pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266, you'll be showing your support and your appreciation for this amazing show. Black Book Talk, I learn all about new and interesting authors thanks to this show. I'm a big fan of Walter Mosley and many other writers, and Patricia Welsh and all the other great presenters of this show have allowed me to get access to these people and find out about it. And this show about Black Pioneers sounds fascinating, as does the book. And where else are you going to hear this? I want you to stop, think about that, and then grab the phone, dial 877-500-5266. It's incredibly important to support these shows and to support your community.
Absolutely. Try a little bit every month. Do a sustaining membership. That is that sustains you, because it's an easy little bite-sized chunks of donation. And it sustains us, because then we kind of know monthly what's coming in.
Yep.
And that is, as you know, as we all know, that is always helpful. And if you're already doing an EFT, why don't you bump it up just a little bit? Bump it up just a few dollars a month. It will be painless for you and helpful for us. 877-500, that's all right. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support KBOO. And you can do that right now.
I was just going to say, the bills come in monthly, so we need the money to come in monthly. And I know you folks out there enjoying this particular show and all the other shows that have been on this morning, from Teresa Mitchell to Chris Andre to Dennis Bernstein to Kathleen's great show with Sarah Van Gelder. And now this show. These shows are wonderful. You don't get them anywhere else. They are part of your community, and you are part of this community. But you make this community happen. You put it into action when you pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Carpe diem. It's time to seize the day. It's a rainy day out there, and it's a time to put a little sunshine into your life and into the life of KBOO.
Absolutely. And now we're going to go back to Black Book Talk.
Rock on.
Well, drop some rain. In every life, a little rain must shine. No, sorry about that. The Portland, in Black Portland in the 40s and 50s, a community on the move. Could you talk a little bit about that for us?
This is a new exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society. It covers the period of Blacks in Portland from the 40s to the 50s. The purpose of the exhibit is to kind of look at that life of African Americans that came from the South to Portland to work in the shipyard. And then after the Vanport flood, some of the shipyard workers went back south, but a lot of them stayed. And so Portland was faced with the challenge of finding homes and employment for this large African-American population. And so we look at some of the challenges that this community faced, from displacement, relocation, due to the construction of the Memorial Coliseum, the Minnesota Freeway, and other capital improvement projects that constantly had this community on the move.
Well, as a resident, well, in Vanport, during the time of the flood, as a six-year-old, I know a little bit about what you're talking about. And I believe that they even interviewed me for information on the flood at that exhibit. So I know it's redundant to listen to Brother O.B. Hill, but go down and see it, because there's a lot of other people on there too. You're listening to the Black Book Talk, Black History Month edition. Emma, are you still with us?
Oh, I'm still with you. I love the photos that they are using for the exhibit. I love the photo especially of, I'm not sure what her first name is, but she looks like Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, her name is Nene Mae Locks, and she's actually the cousin of a Gals Lake former resident, Gloria Campbell Cash. Mm-hmm. And Gloria actually had donated those her family photos to the City of Portland Archive. That's how I stumbled upon them. And I actually had photos of Nene Mae Locks in her shipyard outfit as well as her church going outfit. And we thought it was just a fantastic photo. So we used it in the exhibit as well. And I used it in my book prior to that, too.
It is a great photo. And I saw a photo I'd seen in someone's photo album. Paula Dennis's mother is when they had young queens and kings of some holiday.
I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
I don't think it was a May king and queen, but there's a photo of little children dressed up like they're at a wedding.
Oh, yes, those were the Tom Thumb wedding. Those were very popular church fundraising events in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And, yeah, a lot of those children are still in Portland today. Bill Rutherford, and he was the groomsman. And I can't remember the bride's name, but she's still around in Portland, too.
I think it's Sonia Brooks.
It is Sonia Brooks. And, yeah, so... Yeah, that's the cutest photo. And that actually came from Vodell, Bodine, and Otto Rutherford family collection that's at Portland State University's Library Special Collection. And also, Avell Gordley has her collection there, too. So if anybody want to, you know, check out that vast collection of not only family history, but it's really Black history. You should go to the Portland State University Archive, give them a call.
Well, the other thing that I was really struck by that hurt was the pictures of what the neighborhood, the Coliseum neighborhood, and on up top where the school district is,
mm-hmm.
what that looked like before and what it looks like, well, not now. It's changed a bit since then.
I know, and we really thankful for the City of Portland Archive for giving us some of those photos, too, that showed us what was lost. And we really wanted to really display or exhibit that kind of that spatial distribution, or I guess what I'm trying to say, we really wanted people to see what was lost. And we have an aerial view of the area prior to the building of Memorial Coliseum. And we have a photo that shows the land clearance. And it was pretty devastating.
Well, another page in your book, page 27, has a picture of a church that I'm well familiar with, the... photograph taken in 1917, and it's courtesy of the Oregon Historical Society, and that's Shiloh Baptist Church. And after the flood on Memorial Day of 1948, after being moved by the Salvation Army, we were placed with a member of that church, Mrs. Thompson, who lived out there, and I passed by her house on it's just still there. The church is gone, but those are real memories out in a district called Montevilla.
Oh, I would love to get more information about her house, because as part of another project that the Oregon Black Pioneers is involved in is a crowdsourced survey where we're identifying sites throughout the state of Oregon that's associated with African-American historic places. And so we would love to get information about any property that you know of in Portland, Eugene, throughout the state of Oregon that has any association with African American history. And it doesn't have to be just a building. It could be a place. It could be a creek. It could be any association that that was named after an African-American or has some type of association with an African-American.
So how would people get in touch with you?
You can go to www.makeoregonhistory.org to input any information you have. And if the online is not your thing, then you can give us a call at the Oregon at 503-540-4063, and that's the office number to the Oregon Black Pioneers. And also visit our website at www.oregonblackpioneers.com.
Well, now we got Will and Lynn coming back in to talk about supporting doing this fundraiser at KBOO. Are you there with us?
We
certainly
are.
Thank
you so much. Thank
you very much. Yes, it's great to be here with you folks, and it's great to be talking out there to all the listeners. It's a fascinating conversation. I think, obviously, I don't even know if I should preface it with, I think Black history is an important and crucial part of Portland's history and the history of Oregon. And this amazing exhibition will give you access to that. And KBOO gives you access to this information. So you can show your support. It's very simple. Just grab the phone, dial 877-500-5266 to show your support for this particular radio show. The important issues being discussed on here and the important issues being discussed on all the other shows that are broadcast by KBOO. It truly is part of the Portland community. I think it's the beating heart of the Portland community. It's one of my favorite things about living in Portland is this great and unique radio station. We don't have advertisers. We're not underwritten by Bechtel or Halliburton or Blackwater or whatever they're calling themselves these days. We are supported by you, the radio listener, and you support KBOO by picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. I want to thank everybody who's already called this morning, and I also want to thank the people who are going to call. I know you're out there. I know you're waiting to pick up the phone. I don't know what you're waiting for, because I think right now is the time. But
absolutely.
Dial 877-500-5266. Isn't that right, Lynn?
Absolutely. And you know who's there are, we'd like to thank Joanne from Southeast Portland, who increased her EFT donation. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
And Shara from Northeast Portland, who renewed, and a dean from Southeast Portland, who set up a new EFT. Thank you all very much.
You
That's something
awesome.
They did. And now there's something you can do. You can do that very same thing by dialing 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm, or come on down to 20 Southeast 8th and check out our very own station. You can have a little cup of coffee, have a tour, see where your money's going.
Meet some of the volunteers, meet some of the staff,
mm-hmm.
see
our faces for radio. Come on down.
See how the shows you listen to are put together. And also, you could become a volunteer. We have the awesome volunteer coordinator, Arnie Haynes, here, and she's just the greatest, and she will tell you how to become a volunteer. And there are so many opportunities at KBOO. But all those opportunities start when you walk in the door at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off Burnside, very easy to find. But if you don't have time for that, maybe you're a very busy person, I'm sure you are, and you're listening to KBOO in the car or at work or at home before you get something else done, it's time to grab that phone, dial 877-500-5266 to ensure that these great shows and all the wonderful things you enjoy about KBOO stay on the air.
Absolutely. And like we said, if you're already a sustaining member and have an EFT, see if you can bump that up just a little bit. $3, $5, $10. It really helps for us. Now, if you want to get one of our screaming fabulous hoodies, that's a $20 a month donation, and it's fun, and you can advertise KBOO with our lightning bolted.
Or show your proud support.
Show your proud support, absolutely. But you can do that by dialing 877. Well, nobody dials, but you know, it's a euphemism. 877-500-5266.
Punch those numbers in. That's right.
To support KBOO, or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. That's also a very secure and very easy way to do it.
Did I mention that's important? I think I might have mentioned
it's
important.
Well, no, but go ahead and say that again. It bears repeating, Will.
It's really important. It's incredibly important. You could even say it's vital. Vital, obviously, pertaining to the word, life. and the life of KABU, your life, and everybody's lives, all the lives that have ever been or will be. But the point is, pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266. I know some of you people are out there thinking, that guy's talking nonsense. But I'm not, I tells you, I'm not. It's so important when you pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266.
Absolutely. And now I think we'll go on back to Black Book Talk.
Well, here we go back again. I'd like to call your attention to some other activities that are going on. I know with Emma at the grade school, the elementary level, there's happening at the high school level. And at the community college level, you got the 25th Cascade Festival of African Films from February the 6th through March the 8th. So go ahead and look in that. You can get them at their website at www.africanfilmfestival.org. And likewise, at Portland State University, our alma mater, you got Black History Month events going on. And that's a very, very worthwhile event. They're showing a number of movies and having speakers. Now, let's get back to you, Kim. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I really want people to participate in the Historic Place Project. And our timeline for getting the information submitted is the end of June. And we would love for you to submit information about projects in the from 1844 to 1984. So if you know of any properties or people or places that you think were significant during that time, please visit www.makeoregonhistory.org and submit information. And again, you can call our office at 503-540-4063. And we really hope you come down to the Oregon Historic Society and visit the exhibit. I think it was, I was very proud to be a part of it. And I think you'll be proud at how we presented the history of Portland. So please come and check out A Community on the Move. It'll be at the Oregon Historical Society from February the 1st through June 28th. Hope to see you there.
It's going to be joined by another exhibit, right, from the Scanner?
Yes, Sunday, I believe the Scanner is going to be presenting their collection that they have presented at the Oregon Historical Society. And it's Sunday, and I'm not sure of the time. I want to say 2 p.m., but I don't represent the Scanner. But I would definitely find out, because it seemed to be a wonderful event. And also, as part of our public programming, we are having several community dialogues in the community, and the next one is February 22nd, and I believe it's going to be at the June Key Delta House. I want to verify this. Yes, it's going to be at the June Key Delta Community Center from 3 to 6, and it's going to talk about the community, family, churches, and social clubs. And several elders in our community will be on the panel to talk about their life and their experiences. So I hope you can join us on February the 22nd from 3 to 6 at the June Key Delta Community Center, located at 5940 North Albina Avenue.
Very, very good. Highly encourage everybody to attend that. Now, your major project is a museum, is that correct?
Yes, that has been one of our focus, and we have really been trying to decide what is the best option, because a lot of museums are really struggling financially. So we're going to start off as a virtual museum. So we are in the process of developing our website to produce a virtual museum. So stay posted on that one. So that's going to be our first effort to move towards a museum. We would love to have a brick and mortar museum, but we want to be in a position to be able to sustain that cost. And so we're going to kind of jump out first with a virtual museum before we begin that process.
I think I was reading somewhere where there was a mobile museum that travels around with African American history. Is that correct?
I'm not sure of. I haven't heard that. That's been one of our options too, is to look at a mobile museum, but there's significant cost with that too, and so we really want to make sure that we have the public support before we move forward with any type of major campaign to support a museum.
Emma, do you have a last word before we leave?
Oh, learn all you can this month. Do all the reading you can do. Enjoy Black History Month. My students are. They checked out so many books yesterday. I was very surprised. They listened to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, Kimberly, what's your last statement for encouraging participation?
You know, I think we have all heard the stories about Portland's African American history, and I think it's so nice to see it on display. I think the exhibit does a great job of really chronologizing the events, and it's such a wonderful visual way to see the history of Portland's African American, and so I really do encourage people to come and to use that as an opportunity to learn more, because there's so much more to learn from about Portland's African American history.
And I would like to also thank the Scanner and the Portland Observer for their coverage of what we're doing. This is OB Hill with Black Book Talk. We'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It's time for the KBOO News at Noon for Thursday, February 5th, 2015. Oregon schools may not have to use Common Core standards. Oregon State Senator Tim Knopp, a Bend Republican, has introduced legislation that would bar the state from requiring schools to follow the curriculum. Common Core is a standard classroom curriculum that focuses on English and math. It has been adopted in 45 states. It was put into effect in Oregon this school year. The city of Tigard may modify its code to accommodate a real estate developer. DBG Oak Street has asked the city to remove the protected status of less than half an acre of wet